one only has to walk about this town to see how many abandoned buildings there have been, and they have been for decades. The many abandoned houses there have been, and if some have been again abandoned for the last 15 years. So I'm really surprised to see that in the derelict site stretcher that they have in Lifford, that there's only two properties in the Letterkenny Municipal District, and none of them are actually in Letterkenny. It's amazing.
And why do you think that is? Is it a case that the owners aren't living nearby, or...?
Well, what it suggests to me is that the council aren't putting the work into it, that they haven't got the personnel to go around and monitor what is a derelict site. I mean, the ordinary man, woman in the street, I'm sure walking down Letterkenny Main Street would see a derelict site. They've been seeing them for years. They're there. They haven't gone away. And there's a number of other through the time of the crash and all that have become derelict sites since. And yet we're doing nothing about it. We're not taking them down. We're not registering them as derelict sites. And I think it's something, and I welcome also within the answer they give, that they're now on the Letterkenny area plan, which we're putting together at this period of time, that we're going to put some time towards that and identifying derelict sites within the town of Letterkenny, and that they're going to be brought to a meeting for discussion. And I look forward to that. But I just find it almost unbelievable that we have only two derelict sites on the derelict site register in this municipal district, and none of them are in Letterkenny.